Hello, everyone, and welcome into our Newsmakers podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Rick Picard of Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric in Holliston, Massachusetts. Rick will discuss his company, how to have a successful HVAC career, and an opportunity he's giving to one HVAC professional. Let's get to it. So, Rick, I guess to start, what really led you to a career in HVAC?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to make it short. I grew up in a family with eight kids, and so I learned at an early age that I had to work if I wanted anything better than the $5 sneakers. I had to get a job. So when I was probably 14, 15 years old, I worked in a soda factory, a beverage factory, where they processed beverages, and I was a mixer anyway. There's a guy that came in, and they called him Refrigerator Joe, and he would come in and work on the carbonators, and he'd work on the boilers for the bottle washer and that type of thing. And I was very interested in what he was doing, so when I had my breaks, I would go over there and ask him, "Hey, Refrigerator Joe, what are you doing there? What's this? What's that?" And he saw I was very interested in what he was doing, so he asked me if, in the summertime or vacation time, sometimes he could use some help, I could help for him. So I think what's great about that is really was a true apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he kind of took it under his wing and showed me all he was doing, and he mentored me. And so then I went to Bay Path Vocational High School in Charlton, Massachusetts for heating and air conditioning. And so what I would say was Joe Pavelchik, who was the guy's name, was what really led me to a career in HVAC.
Yeah, and having a career in HVAC, what do you think are some of the keys to really staying with it and having a long and successful career?
Well, I think it's not only HVAC, I think anything. I'm a big motive person. You know, mm-hmm. I believe if your motive is pure, your result will be pure. Or if your motive is corrupt, your result will be corrupt, right? So
mm-hmm.
I think a key to a long, successful HVAC career is that my motive in being in this is to provide world-class customer service to all my customers, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, whether I work at a restaurant or anywhere I work, if my motive is to provide world-class customer service, then my career will be successful.
Now, one thing that's a really hot topic throughout the industry is that there's a technician gap. It's coming up. And in your opinion, how does the industry get more people interested in an HVAC career? It's something that maybe younger people aren't responding to or don't seem to have a ton of interest in at the moment. How does the industry itself generate interest?
Well, I think we can help the industry. I think everybody who's in the industry, for instance, I'm lucky enough to have an owner here that he's recruiting all the time. Doesn't matter where he goes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He sees somebody that gives him good customer service, or someone he mentions, "Hey, have you thought about being a plumber or an electrician or HVAC ever think of these types of things?" You know, another thing he does is he visits all the local schools. He does recruiting at the local schools. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, even when we're in customers' homes, if I see they have kids that school-age kids, you know, I ask them, "Oh, so what is your son or daughter interested in? You know, have they ever thought about being in the HVAC career? It's a great career." I can say one thing about this career. I've never been without a job. I've always had work. So, and, you know, especially in a time where so many people say they can't find work, they go to college and get a business degree or whatever, and they can't find work. Well, you know, we know there's a gap coming, and so we have to be recruiting now and putting the word out and showing and talking about the benefits of HVAC. How they can, you know, support them in a lifetime of good work.
And so you mentioned you had Refrigerator Joe when you were coming up. You're now having someone trained directly underneath you to learn the business as an opportunity you're providing. How did that come about, and really, why are you given that opportunity?
Well, the person I'm training now is actually a technician at our company, and he, you know, had an interest in sales, and customers always liked him, so I developed him. But, you know, throughout my career, I've mentored people. One time I was in a coffee shop talking to a guy, and I asked him, you know, "So how'd you get in the coffee shop business?" He said, "Well, I used to be a hospital administrator in a food service, and, you know, I was tired of getting sick all the time, so I opened up this coffee shop, but now I'm tired of doing this." And I said, well, do you ever think of being in sales? Because I really felt this guy had, you know, was very good. I go in there all the time and see how he always, how nicely he interacted with his customers and what a personal relationship he had with people just going into a shop to get a cup of coffee. Well, make a long story short, he did come to work for me, and I trained them as I put him out in the field working as a helper with the sheet metal and plumbing guy for a couple of months, so he could have an idea of what we're up to. And then I brought him into sales, and he did fantastic. And so I think it's the first year he did sales, he sold like $1.5 million. The second year, he sold $2.5 million. And now he's moved down to Florida, and he's doing quite well down there. So, you know, I am training a guy on the team right now. Sometimes the opportunities come, like when I met my friend David at the coffee shop, but sometimes they come from internally within the company.
Yeah.
Someone who shows a desire for advancement and wants to do something different. In this case, he wanted to get out of the, he's getting a little older, wanted to get out being a technician to be a salesman, and it's worked out quite well.
And is that something you get allowed out of as well, being a mentor to different people with different aspirations in the industry?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's two reasons. The first reason is I think I owe it to Refrigerator Joe to do what he did for me, right? You got to pay it forward. I have had a great career. I work for a great company. I make great money. I can support my family because of what Refrigerator, who knows what I would have been doing if it wasn't for Refrigerator Joe, you know what I mean? So I feel that really it's important that I do that, you know? So, and the other thing is I want to help, the second thing is when you teach other people about something, I think you probably know this, it's, you learn it the best,
right?
When you teach something, it solidifies it in your mind. So when I take people out and teach them how to do sales, I may catch myself going back into some bad habits that I can correct myself because I'm teaching somebody else the right way. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So I guess the answer to that question would be I think I owe it to I guess it's good karma for me to pass it on. The other thing is it helps me to solidify it in my brain to learn more.
And you mentioned that you work for a great company in Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric, and that you're in Holliston, Massachusetts. I'm just kind of curious, what is the market like there in Massachusetts? Is it a competitive marketplace?
You know, I would say it probably is, but I don't. No, but not for me. And I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the best sales I've ever had in a year, now I just do residential replacement sales.
Mm-hmm.
So the best year I ever had is I sold $6,085,000 in 2007. All right? Well, this year, and it's not even the end of October yet, and I've already broke my all-time goal. I'm over $6 million right now. So I would say in Massachusetts, the market is great, but for some people, it's not so great, and it's because they're lowering themselves to the rest of what the competition is offering. What I really like about working at Rodenheiser is we offer quality premium solutions for every customer, all the way down to a basic solution. So we offer them a premium solution all the way down to an economy solution. So by us providing that service, I don't feel, you know, I'm doing a lot of things that other people in the industry aren't doing. And so therefore, if you're offering something low-end, and I'm showing my customer all the options and something high-end, and I'm offering something that they're not getting from somewhere else, I've kind of eliminated my competition. So, you know, it can't be competitive if you're not doing the things you're supposed to be doing.
Rick, if people want to learn more about you or the opportunities available at Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric, where should they turn?
Well, they can turn directly to our website. They can go to rodenheiser.com. So that's R-O-D-E-N-H-I-S-E-R. And, you know, you can apply at our company here. Or you can also call and talk to right to Rodenheiser. Yeah, I think it's 508-429-9589. And we're obviously always looking for, always, like I said earlier, we're always recruiting. We're always looking for new people. So, you know, even if you're not in the industry, but for instance, you have a passion for sales, he may be someone that we may be willing to look at and maybe, you know, put you in the field for a little bit and get your feet wet. So, if you want to learn more about me or the opportunities that we have here, just make yourself known and we'll see what we can do.
All right, Rick, we definitely appreciate you taking time to stop by the podcast.
All right, thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Rick and learned a bit more about what it takes to have a lengthy and successful career in HVAC. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.